Now, many visitors to Prague will easily recall the capital's National Museum, the neo-Renaissance building that crowns the top of Wenceslas Square. Over 100 years old, it features exhibitions and boasts a massive natural history collection. But what goes on display is only a fraction of the museum's collection, and in this respect, the organization couldn't have got better news this week. It's received confirmation it will be able to use the neighboring site that once housed Czechoslovakia's federal parliament and currently is home to Radio Free Europe. Jan Wellinger has the details.
The former building of the federal parliament has now been home to Radio Free Europe, Radio Liberty for many years, but not for much longer. Construction on a new site for the radio station began last month. This week, the government gave the culture ministry jurisdiction over the site when RFE moves, and that means it will come under the wing of the neighboring National Museum. The decision couldn't come at a better time, as extensive reconstruction awaits the National Museum's 19th century interiors and infamously crumbling facades. The former parliament building, a modern glass and steel structure just across the way, will provide valuable new opportunities. The National Museum's director, Michal Lukeš.
For us, the decision was absolutely crucial, because the National Museum itself will have to undergo extensive reconstruction from 2008. We needed to know what to expect. Next year, we'll begin putting together plans for the future of the main building, built in 1891, which would prove extremely difficult to modernize in some respects. The new building, finished in the 70s, provides many new possibilities for exhibitions, a restaurant, a cafe, and a screening facility. If you add to that planned changes to Wenceslas Square, we really think it could become a major cultural site in Europe.
The changes to Wenceslas Square that Dr. Lukeš refers to are an eventual rerouting of the Magistrála highway that physically cuts off the museum and the former parliament building from the rest of the square. Dr. Lukeš then says that the National Museum's making use of both buildings will allow exhibitions to vary, depending on differences in space.
Naše taková základní koncepce je, že tu hlavní budovu, tu starou historickou, bychom využili.
The basic idea is that the main building will continue to focus on Czech history. Meanwhile, the newer building might be used to house exhibitions from our wider collection, titled Window on the World. The site, with a lot of natural light, would be excellent for displaying pieces from antiquity, for example. Basically, there can be interplay between both buildings, as well as interplay between the old and the new.
Developing the former parliament and radio station site will not come without cost, but Michal Lukeš says the building is in excellent shape, all things considered, having already undergone some reconstruction under RFE. In terms of finding room in the budget, the director says that has already been considered, given the museum was already looking for alternatives. Some 160 million crowns is being considered for the first phase of taking over the RFE building. Reconstruction on the main building of the National Museum would then be more easily completed over the next 7 years or so. It's all the more useful the fact that a solution lies only meters away.